Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're talking today about fall prevention. And that's not the season, fall.
We don't want to prevent the fall.
No, we don't. It's coming, and I love the fall. So there's a program out there, the CDC produced, called STEADY Program.
That's the Centers of Disease Control.
Oh, thank you. I'm usually the one telling you. But yes, and it's the STEADY Program, STEADI. Program. Dr. Prather, what is the STEADY program?
The STEADY program is an initiative by the Center of Disease Control to, one, bring an awareness of the seriousness of falls in older population and what should be done, how to prevent it, and to reduce the injuries and costs that are associated with it, because it is such a major issue.
Yeah, and why is this program so important?
The program is very important because it's a overlooked type of issue. You're talking about one out of every four older people who fall every year.
What do they mean by older?
Well, actually, it starts to increase quite a bit. Matter of fact, you can actually see a little graph there, you know, and how that actually increases with the age. So it really starts to get higher as you get older.
Yeah, they say one out of five falls causes a serious injury, such as broken bones or a head injury. And each year, 2.8 million older people are treated in emergency departments for fall injuries.
Sure, and it not only that, but there's actually 23,000 deaths.
Just from falls.
From falls, so it's a very important type of thing. You're talking about one out of four older adults, 75 or older, that fall, in a year, but only half of them actually report it to anyone, and only 25% actually tell their doctor that they fall. So, you know, one of the things is an awareness. One, people need to know who are older that it's not unusual to fall. Two, people who are caregivers for people who are older need to be aware that there could be falls that they're not telling you. And doctors need to be very aware that they need to check and see if older people have fallen. So there needs to be some questions and see what's happening, because that could be a very common type of thing that could be causing some very serious health problems.
Well, I was thinking of a patient that came in the other day and had a big lip and, you know, a contusion on his head. And, you know, when you ask what happens, it's kind of embarrassing, you know, for people. The fall could have been in front of people. His was out in public. So, you know, it can be embarrassing. People could be worried that, you know, if I let someone know, they're going to send me to it.
Yeah. Right. You know, there's an embarrassment. There's a fear that can be associated with that. But it is a major problem, and a lot of it can be prevented if that is something that could be, you know, worked on. I mean, hip fractures. There's 300,000 people who are hospitalized every year from hip fractures. 95% of those are from falls. And falls are the most common cause of traumatic brain injuries, which is a very important type of thing. So,
yeah. In our last segment, we have a testimony from a patient. She'll be talking about traumatic brain injury with her son.
Okay.
So are falls serious?
Falls are very serious. I mean, we're talking about death. We're talking about change in lifestyle. It's something that can result in a tremendous amount of costs. and a change in lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take it seriously. We need to be a much more open about it. And I think one of the things is that it's a very preventable type of a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, there are very definite ways that that can be helped. If they're, you know, evaluation on someone to make sure that they don't fall. Also, if they have fallen, why and what can be done about it.
How costly are falls?
Oh, falls actually result in $31 billion annually in cost.
Hmm.
That's just medical costs.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's an average, you know, the average fall results in $30,000 worth of cost.
So very costly.
Very, very costly in a lot of different types of ways. And it is costly just in personal, ability to move around, fears, all sorts of things.
What can happen after a fall?
Well, you can have fractures. I mean, there could be wrist, elbow, those types of things. Of course, the hip is much more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do have an hip injury, oftentimes it really shortens life. Most people die within 2 years after a hip injury. So, you know, that's a very big mobility type of an issue. It causes loss of mobility, quality of life. Head injuries can be very, very serious along those lines. So there's an awful lot that's involved in head injuries on the function of someone. And then it also brings a very big change in, in the fear of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
It can really cut down on people's confidence, their exercise, their mobility, which also cuts down on quality of life, and then also the length of life.
Yeah, and also you're talking about broken bones, you know, wrist, arm, ankle, hip fractures. And we talked about head injuries. And it's so important, especially if someone's on blood thinners, that if you fall, you hit your head in any way, you need to go right to your doctor or to the hospital to
yes.
get checked.
That's one of the things is that oftentimes if people fall and they don't, know that they've, that they're completely immobilized, mm-hmm. usually they're embarrassed and they don't take the necessary steps. In other words, if you fall, that needs to be checked out immediately
mm-hmm.
to make sure that there's no serious injuries, that could actually cause a bleeding in the skull. That could be gradually lead to very serious complications. If you can get there immediately, there's a tremendous amount that can be done. If there is any type of, I've known people, I've had patients who actually came in who had fallen, felt some pain in their hip, continued trying to function that day, later on found out that they had actually had a hip fracture.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're embarrassed by that. You're sitting there trying to hide the fact, and you're not taking the proper steps to make sure that, one, you're okay,
mm-hmm.
and then, two, making sure that this doesn't happen again.
Well, and you even said, many people who fall, even if they're not injured, they become afraid of falling, and then they become less active,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't help, because by becoming less active, they become weaker, and then it just increases their chances of falling as they become weaker.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk about what conditions make a person more likely to fall. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas Orthogonist adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis in the cornerstone of my practice is the Alice orthogonal technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control, and is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Alice orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board-certified Atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a three-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your Atlas put back into proper position. It is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about fall prevention, and the program is called STEDI, S-T-E-D-I, and that's the CDC's name for the program. We're going to talk about what conditions, Dr. Prather, make a person more likely to fall.
Well, you know, weakness. If you have loss of muscle strength, you know, where you haven't been active a whole lot, the more active that you are, the less, the stronger you become, less likely you are to fall. When you start to become immobile, when you start to not exercise on a regular program, the weakness really kicks in.
Motion is the lotion.
That's right.
I heard that last
night.
That's
a good one.
Motion.
Nutritional deficiencies is a big aspect. So, you know, there can be some real problems along those lines.
Balance. Like vitamin D deficiency.
Vitamin D deficiency is a very definite thing that should be checked on. It's very common in older people, and it does cause, you know, vertigo, other different types of things, anemia, B12 folic acid deficiency, if you're iron deficient. There's several different types of nutritional factors that can go into that. Balance issues, you know, either from postural imbalance, you know, with a head forward carriage is a very common reason for people to fall. Balance issues with the hips, pelvis, problems with foot pain, neuropathy, those types of things, not being aware of where your foot is. The balance issues could also be involved with eustachian tubes, where they're blocked up. TMJ can also cause balance issues. Medications are a very common reason for falls. Being aware of your medications, because a tremendous number of medications could be involved in imbalance. Vision issues, different obstacles around in the area. Low adrenals can be a real reason, and either hypertension or hypotension could all be different types of reasons for falls, and getting checked on those. Falls are usually an indication that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
it's
you
not
need
that
to
f- you just...
You just fell.
Yeah, just
right.
tripped.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's something that's physically wrong that needs to be addressed and fixed. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a symptom of something that's going on. And, you know, instead of being embarrassed about it, you need to get to the bottom of it.
And, you know, in the falls, that can be caused by a combination of these risk factors, right?
Not absolutely. Just oftentimes, there's actually more than one actual risk factor that can be involved in that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about postural hypotension, because that has a lot to do with falls. First of all, Dr. Prather, what is postural hypotension?
That's actually as you go on ahead and stand right on up. And you start to feel some vertigo, dizziness. So changing
or
positions.
Or even from laying down.
Laying down, sitting up. So if you are in bed, you're waking up in the morning, you sit up in bed and the room kind of spins mm-hmm. or you feel a little bit unsteady, then that would be considered postural hypotension.
Okay. So some of the symptoms could include dizziness or lightheadedness, feeling about to faint or passing out or falling, headaches, mm-hmm. blurry or tunnel vision, feeling vague or muddled, feeling pressure across the back of your shoulders or neck,
sure.
feeling nauseous or hot and clammy, weakness or fatigue. Those can be all symptoms of postural hypotension. You talked a little bit about when the symptoms, you know, tend to happen. And sometimes I'll hear patients, I'll have them down on the table and they'll come up sitting up and they mm-hmm. have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this people that have postural hypotension?
Yes, it is. That is a good sign of that. It could actually even be when you're eating a meal, when you're ill.
Mm-hmm.
As you are moving around, and postural hypotension, you know, has several different causes along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being aware of some of the changes that you're doing and all of a sudden you feel that vertigo kind of spinning a little bit,
mm-hmm.
then that is oftentimes postural hypotension.
So some of the causes can be high blood pressure. Diabetes, heart failure, hardening of the arteries.
Mm-hmm. Atherosclerosis or arteriosclerosis.
Taking diuretics.
Right.
Antiperspirants.
Sure.
That's interesting.
Well, antiperspirants from the aluminum. Aluminum toxicity actually is something that we've had people who came in who had a lot of neurological signs.
Mm-hmm.
Even postural hypotension, some of the balance issues. Matter of fact, several of the things that had actually occurred, and one of the things is they were going into a healthcare facility, you know, for older people. Mm-hmm. They decided that, you know, there was just too many risks that were involved in that. And one of the daughters brought the mom in just to get checked on that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I've had several older people who had been brought in with aluminum toxicity, and one of the main reasons that they were being brought in is because of falls.
Interesting.
And aluminum toxicity can cause some neurological symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It also causes some problems with the eustachian tubes and also osteoporosis. And the neurological signs, one of the things is it can actually be mistaken for dementia.
Mm-hmm.
It can be mistaken for Alzheimer's. So aluminum toxicity is a big thing. And as soon as we got the aluminum toxicity down, all of a sudden grandma was back to where
and
they should be.
And how did you test for that to find?
We did a hair analysis.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because so many deodorants have aluminum in it, but you can find now. I haven't used deodorant with aluminum for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's Tom's. There are a lot more out there. I think even Adidas had some
sure.
without aluminum in it. There's places like Lush you can go to that have powder deodorants.
Right, and it's interesting that that is actually an acknowledged problem and something that we find definitely
mm-hmm.
that can occur.
Also talking about, you know, what causes postural hypotension, dehydration.
Sure.
Very important to drink your 6 to 8 glasses of of water a day. You do not want to be dehydrated. We talked about vitamin B12 deficiency, anemia, alcoholism, prolonged bed rest causes a lot of weakness.
You know, one of the things is low adrenals.
Yes.
You know, we've had, we had this, we have actually several older ladies who have come in here who were having symptoms. You know, their kids also brought them in. Mm-hmm. And we found out that their, as we did the blood test, we saw that their sodium chloride was very low. We did the test for the adrenals, found out that the adrenals were functioning at way below normal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got the adrenals back up to par with some supplementation along those lines. And all of a sudden, all the symptoms go away. Mm-hmm. And that's a very common thing that we find in older people. Mm-hmm. So being aware of that, testing for those types of things, you can get a lot of changes. And anybody with their, as I told them, if I had adrenal function like you, I'd be falling over too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being aware of that, knowing that there's causes, because they were kind of upset with themselves. You know, I'm just getting old. I'm not, you know, what's going on? And then being able to show those things and then getting them on the products and seeing the big difference on that is just very rewarding.
Right. Yeah, there's so much involved in getting to the root of it. And that's what we're all about. So what can a person do to manage the postural hypotension? You know, very important to tell their healthcare provider. Ask if any of their medicines should be reduced or stopped. Medicines, you know, what role do medications play?
Can play a very huge role. Mm-hmm. There are, if you're actually looking at medications, about 70% of them that people are taking can cause hypotension, postural changes along those lines. So 70% of all medications, it can actually be the cause of falls. And when you're talking about so many older people on so many different types of medications, more medications you are taking, the more likely that those medications are actually creating part of the problem. So being right on top of that, being aware of that is a very important aspect.
You know, and I tell people, just get out of bed slowly, you know, or if you're laying down. First sit up, then sit on the side of the bed, then stand up. Do not jump out of bed.
Sure, and people try to solve problems on their own. Mm-hmm. Go to a qualified physician and let them know and then let them kind of take a look at that and really check out and see exactly what the problems are.
Right. You know, I also talk about try to sit down when washing or showering, dressing or working in the kitchen. Most falls happen in the bathroom, you know. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, you know, he had a bath seat in his home that his wife used to use. He wasn't using it and wasn't steady, and we had to have that conversation that maybe it's best, you know, safest for you to use that to sit down and shower.
Yeah, and then, of course, any time that you're in the bathroom, one, you've usually got tile floors, you know, which are slicker than carpeting. There can be water on the floors. And then if you do fall, the chances of actually having a greater injury are much higher because you've got all that ceramic all over the place, a small area.
Right. You know, make sure you have something to hold on to when you stand up. Don't walk if you feel dizzy. And we talked about the dehydration. Drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
And most people wake up in the morning dehydrated, have water right there in your nightstand. And that's something you can drink as you're before you stand up. Avoid taking very hot baths or showers. Can make you dizzy. So, you know, those are some things that can help manage postural hypotension. When we come back, we're going to talk more about risk prevention and how the Prather practice plays in the treatment of that. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I went to one nutritionist. She said to me, the good news is you can have all the salad you want. Whew. That is good news. I was nervous. I came in here thinking, please, God, anything. Don't take away my salad. She wanted me to have salad as the food. No. Salad's not food. Salad comes with the food. Salad is a promissory note that food will soon arrive. If my brain sees a salad, it says, something good is going to happen soon. Wait right here.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking about fall prevention and the risk of falls, and it's pretty costly to healthcare.
It is.
The embarrassment, and, you know, encouraging people, especially if you hit your head, to go right to the hospital or the doctors. Especially if you're on a blood thinner. But let's talk about the role that the Prather Practice plays in fall treatment and prevention.
Prather Practice is uniquely positioned for that. One of the things is we are a non-pharmaceutical office so that we can give some alternatives to the pharmaceuticals that could be actually causing some of the problem. We're also extremely excellent on our diagnostics. We're very thorough with our blood test. We do a tremendous amount of vitamin D check, vitamin D being low. Everyone who is older, well, actually everybody should be checked for their vitamin D levels and followed up on that. But we are excellent on finding the right vitamin D then to get that up to par. So we do that on a regular basis. We also are excellent for postural. Mm-hmm. You know, we provide chiropractic rehab, we have acupuncture, we have many different types of ways and finding all the different types of problems that could be creating the falls and the vertigo and whatever might be going on there that most doctors wouldn't be able to actually treat. Mm-hmm. So we're in a very unique position for this.
So why does chiropractic help?
One of the things is, just as an example, I had a older lady who came in and actually several, I mean, I can probably name about 20 different patients who came in with this particular problem, who were having some vertigo problems, some tightness into the neck. They weren't quite sure what was going on, and their problems were TMJ. And that tightness in through there, one can throw off some of the neurology mm-hmm. in the body and then also cause some inner ear balance issues. So we were able to correct their jaw through chiropractic and some exercises and some therapies. And as they did that, then their balance came back. They were amazed at the difference that occurred on that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that aspect, we're also an atlas orthogonal. It's a very specific type of a test for adjustment for the upper cervical area. And the upper cervical area can lead to a lot of imbalance in the system. And we provide that and get some very, very excellent changes on the posture that other offices, even other chiropractic offices, can't actually accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to combine both the physical medicine aspect and also the nutritional aspect that is actually harder to find those combinations and actually differentiate or seeing what the combination is that's actually causing the problem.
Well, what role can supplementation play? You know, you were talking about that.
Yeah, the vitamin D is a very common type of thing. Iodine levels can actually play a role along those lines too. The low adrenals, the anemia, B12, folic acid, low iron, the toxicities. Aluminum toxicity is also something that can kick mm-hmm. off the falls.
And again, you get a lot of that through the antiperspiration.
Yeah, and then cookware. There's, matter of fact, aluminum is very common to add to salads. You know, if you've already had them cut up, if you spray aluminum on a salad, it doesn't wilt. So if you go to a, you know, like a buffet bar, one of the things is that as you get older, oftentimes you don't take care of your nutritional needs quite as well. Mm-hmm. You don't cook, so you're not doing a lot of the things, and you're going out more and buying prepackaged types of foods. Mm-hmm. And aluminum is an excellent preservative. It's used very at a much higher level, so it's much more of a problem. And if you're doing prepackaged foods, your chances of getting nutritional deficiencies are very common. Oftentimes, people are put on a salt-reduced diet,
mm-hmm.
and the sodium chloride is very important to keep your adrenal function up.
Oh, so the low salt can affect the adrenal.
The adrenal function.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of the dietary restrictions that people have been put on. Cholesterol-lowering drugs can actually cause problems with hypotension. Blood pressure drugs are very, very well known to cause falls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a very common type of thing. As you are looking at people, the average American walking around has 50% of them have nutritional deficiencies.
50%?
50%. Then when you start to get into people 75 and older, it's almost 90% has some nutritional deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
So your needs, because you're not taking care of yourself, you're not doing a lot of the things, become much higher, it can become a real problem.
Now, what role can rehab play in fall treatment and prevention?
A very important part. That's one thing that we emphasize. As a matter of fact, you mm-hmm. are the director of our rehab department.
I am.
So you could probably talk about it better than I could.
Yeah, a lot of times, too, I tell people, keep your ankles mobile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do circles with your ankles. Write the alphabet with your ankles. Keep those ankles moving. Pump them in the morning when you get up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, just practicing single leg balancing, you know, throughout the day. Balancing on one leg. Be close to a counter or something. But that will help you get stronger, help that leg to get stronger. There's a lot of good programs out there, but that leg strengthening is so important, important to do. You know, just simple one leg balancing, bringing the leg up, the opposite leg up and down 10 times can really strengthen that other leg. Sit to stand from a chair is one of the most important things people can do also. But people don't think about that ankle mobilization. You know, if you start losing that flexion and extension of the ankle and the mobility, people can start tripping and falling also.
True. We do a lot of foot and ankle work. Mm-hmm. We actually do adjusting on that and really
right.
get that loosened up. And it's amazing how many people are really stiffened through there.
Right.
Forward head posture.
Forward head posture, yes.
Big problem mm-hmm. as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Kinesthetic awareness. That's probably one of the biggest indications of age-related problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how aware are you of your where you are in time and space.
Right.
And really getting that down really makes a big difference.
Yeah, and well, let's talk about the role of Tai Chi. You do Tai Chi.
I do.
We'll be starting up a beginner's class on Tuesday night, so our listeners look out for that. Get onto our Facebook page, and we'll let you know when that's starting. Let's talk about the role they're finding in research. Tai Chi helps
Tai Chi
with balance.
Tai Chi is the most effective means of fall prevention out there. They've done different studies, and it really improves the kinesthetic sense. Very little chance of getting injury with it. So Tai Chi is absolutely wonderful for those who are older, who are trying to maintain their youth. Tai Chi is probably the most proven method out there.
Well, we're running out of time, and there's so much more.
I know.
I'm just going to emphasize, you know, things to look at to prevent falls. Look at your floors in each room. Is there enough area to walk around? Is furniture in your way? If you have throw rugs, remove throw rugs or make sure they're double-sided taped. Don't walk over any wires or cords. Really do an assessment of the floors. Stairs and steps, make sure nothing's sitting on the stairs, that they're well lit. It's very important that all the rooms are well lit. Handrails aren't loose. Make sure they're strong. Kitchen, are the things you use often on the high shelves. Bring them down to waist level. Don't use a step stool if it's unsteady. And bathrooms, again, most important, using a non-slip rubber mat or self-stick strips on the floor at the tub. Grab bars, very important. In the shower, next to the toilet. And just making sure, again, if you need a nightlight, if you get up at night, it's important to have that nightlight. So much here. You can go to the CDC's website on the STEDI program, S-T-E-D-I, and learn more about that. And then up next, we have Tina Scanlon from a not-for-profit organization called Donate for Hope. That's Donate, the number 4, Hope. You don't want to miss her story. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance. Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology functional. and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that greener, yeah. Streetlights.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we have Tina Scanlon here from Donate for Hope. It's a not-for-profit organization that was formed by one of your sons, correct?
That's correct.
Really, for your other son. And let's talk about why, if you want to introduce yourself, Tina, and why Donate for Hope was formed.
Thank you so much for having me. Sure. I appreciate that. Well, I'm Tina Scanlon, and this was created just a few weeks ago, actually, when my younger son, Adam Scanlon, had this brainchild when his older brother was in an accident in June and suffered a traumatic brain injury. And there are so many traumatic brain injuries in the world every day, and families suffer so much financially from these accidents, and my younger son was involved in the accident with my older son, and so he wanted to form this not-for-profit organization and help families like ours. Mm-hmm. And Joshua, my older son that's the victim of this, is having so many things that he has to deal with on a daily basis. So Adam decided that he and two of his other buddies would form a golf outing that will be hosted on October the 1st at 2 p.m. at Fall Creek Golf Club in Pendleton. And Joshua will be the first recipient. And then every year thereafter, we will find another family that has experienced a tragedy like this. And they will be benefactors of that.
That is wonderful that something tragic that happened to Joshua, something like this came out of it to help others. So let's talk about Joshua, because there's also in his history, beside the traumatic brain injury that just happened recently, with meningitis. Do you want to share his story?
Absolutely. In 2010, Joshua had bacterial and viral meningitis. And from that, over the last 6 years, we have traveled to many different doctors trying to find out what came from that, because there were episodic things that he was going through. And what we found after going to the Cleveland Clinic, he has a very, very rare seizure disorder called the Klein-Levine syndrome. And there are only about 300 documented cases in the world. So we want to bring an awareness to the community about that as well.
And how long was he suffering with this until you...
6 years.
Wow.
6 years. Mm-hmm. So we went to many, many doctors, neurologists, we've been to cardiologists, we've been to internal medicine doctors, and there are actually no physicians in the Indianapolis area that were familiar with this. And so that's why we went to Cleveland.
So how does it present itself, the Klein-Levine syndrome?
Well, it actually presents itself like an early stage dementia. Okay. is how it presents. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why it was so difficult to have him diagnosed. Because Joshua is only 34 now, mm-hmm. so he was 28 when he had meningitis. So by the time he was 29, he started presenting with things like memory loss. He would have times where it would be maybe a few hours, it could be even a few days, to where he didn't know who he was. He wasn't able to perform his activities of daily living, mm-hmm. so he couldn't dress himself, he couldn't feed himself. But all the tests that the doctors would put him through would come back normal. Mm-hmm. So he would go through EEGs, he would go through MRIs, and nothing would come back. Mm-hmm. So in the medical world, as we all know, you know, if you're a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to get a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So what I would say to people out there that are trying to find answers, don't give up.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you did.
Exactly.
You didn't give up. And so Joshua, you says, is 34.
He is.
34. And so you've been dealing with the seizure disorder, and prior to the accident, was that under control?
Well, it was not. Mm-hmm. He was still having these frontal lobe seizures, and they don't present at all like regular seizures. Mm-hmm. So we had just started him on some seizure medication in April. So from April to June, we were just starting to get some things regulated, and it really wasn't long enough to be able to tell if it was going to work or not.
Okay.
Because sometimes that's a long commitment mm-hmm. to get things regulated and things like that. So he was still having episodes.
So then June comes along, mm-hmm. and he's in an auto accident.
Correct.
Did that relate to the seizures at all?
It did. What actually happened is he was actually going into an episode when this happened. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't an automobile accident in what everybody thinks. So mm-hmm. he didn't wreck a vehicle or things like that. What happened was he actually tried to jump in the back of a vehicle when my younger son was leaving the driveway. Mm-hmm. So those are things that happen with this type of diagnosis. He doesn't think clearly. He doesn't make rational decisions and things like that. So as my younger son was pulling out of the driveway, and I have a very long driveway, so he wasn't going very fast. He didn't see him. Mm-hmm. So he tried to jump in the back of the truck. And then, as you can imagine, that threw him onto the concrete, and that's what caused the traumatic brain injury. So he had 9 facial fractures and a fractured leg, and then obviously the traumatic brain injury. Mm.
So how long was he hospitalized?
He was in a coma for 19 days, and then he spent an additional week in Methodist, and then he spent 5 weeks at a rehab hospital.
Okay.
And then he was able to come home.
And Tell the listeners and tell us, how is he functioning now? I know he needs 24-hour care. He's back home.
Correct.
You're a single working full-time mother.
Right.
Yeah.
He has to have 24-hour caregivers. So our family takes turns. Mm-hmm. Predominantly, my daughter-in-law takes care of him during the daytime. And then in the evening time, most of it I do, but then his other brothers and sister, they take turns as well. So mm-hmm. we kind of all juggle and take care of him. Cognitively, he's about at a 15-year-old, young 15-year-old level. He has good days and bad days. He has some dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing from having the trach. Mm-hmm. So you know, we have to be careful as to the food that we prepare for him and things like that. He's still not walking, so he's wheelchair bound at this point. So we're hoping that eventually with therapies he'll be able to walk again. He can stand with assistance, just most recently, the good thing is his bladder started working, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
So we no longer have to cath him, so that's a good thing. Left side deficiencies, so the left arm, he has range of motion issues with that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with as much as he's gone through, we are so blessed. Because the expectation, the night of the accident, the physicians really did not expect him to make it through.
Wow.
So we are very, mm-hmm. very blessed.
Well, you just amaze me, your strength. And because you were in an auto accident before yes. all this.
Yes.
We've known you here at the Prather Practice for how long?
It's been several years.
Yes, you've been a patient here, and mm-hmm. we've been treating you for an auto accident.
Yes.
So you were going through that, and then to have to go through this.
Yeah.
So your day, you are in the healthcare profession.
Yes.
On the road quite a bit. So what's your day like when you get home? Your daughter-in-law's been there.
Yes.
To take care of him, and then. Are you right on when you get home?
Absolutely.
Till you go to bed?
Yes. Well, after get him all taken care of, it's more like falling in bed.
Falling in bed. Oh.
There's no downtime, but mm-hmm. that's okay, you know, because mm-hmm. it's a blessing to be able to take care of him. Mm. You know, when you get that call that your son has been lifelined and you're not sure that he's going to make it, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to have the opportunity to take care of him is a blessing.
Oh, that's
and that's
a
just the way that
attitude.
You have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just to be able to have conversations that he comprehends and mm-hmm. can converse back with you, you know, that's just the way you have to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And he's getting therapy.
He is getting therapy, and, you know, that will continue. Mm-hmm. So. You know, yeah. we're very hopeful that some of these things will return. With traumatic brain injuries, every patient is different, so mm-hmm. you don't know when the brain is going to heal, if it's going to heal. Mm-hmm. You know, one deficiency that he has is he sees in two dimension, not three dimension, because of the brain damage. Mm-hmm. One of the facial fractures was under the left eye. And so there's some damage in the left eye. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting to see if that will heal.
How is your other son doing? You know, that was driving Adam.
You know, he has had some difficulties, mm-hmm. To say the least. You know, depression and things in the beginning. But, you know, our faith is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God is very faithful.
Yes.
And he has sustained us through this. Mm-hmm. And you know, we as a family choose to look at things in a very positive light, mm-hmm. and that, you know, there will be a lot of good come from this. And I think that's why Adam has decided to, you know, open this Donate for Hope charity mm-hmm. to be able to help other people. You know, it has changed him in the respect, you know, he's 24 years old, mm-hmm. and he has seen things that, you know, a lot of 24-year-olds don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the other day, he said, you know, Mom, I don't look at things the same as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, life is very precious.
Yes.
And he said, if I can help others, mm-hmm. maybe that's why God allowed me to be involved in this.
Wow. Yeah. Not a lot of 24-year-olds are thinking that way, are they?
They are not.
Wow.
They are not.
So with this has come a lot of healthcare bills.
Oh, my, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I don't know how much you want to share there.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that our listeners know if they want to participate, let's talk about how they can be a part of this. Or maybe there's sure. someone out there that has gone through something similar. So I want to just give you the time to wrap up and talk about that.
Sure, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a multitude of bills that are out there, and I think, you know, last count, unpaid medical bills are somewhere between 50,000 and 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God mm-hmm. will provide some way. We have started a GoFundMe account. Mm-hmm. So you can search that if God lays that on your heart to donate. And you can find that under Joshua McKenzie. And it's M-C-K-I-N-Z-I-E.
It's a capital K.
Yes.
And so capital M-C, capital K-I-N-Z-I-E, Joshua.
Yes. And then if you would like to donate to the golf outing, you can do that by contacting myself or Adam. We can give our phone numbers if you want to do that. So...
Yeah, your number, Tina Scanlon's number, 765-524-8314. Again, 765-524-8314. And that's Donate for Hope, the number four, Donate for Hope. And you also have a Facebook page.
Yes.
So the outing, again, is October 1st, Saturday, October 1st. At 2 p.m. at the Fall Creek Golf Club. That's at 250 West Reformatory Road, Pendleton, 46064. Again, that's October 1st. That's the golf outing for Donate for Hope. And there are different corporate sponsorships. We'll be sponsoring the Prather Practice, and you can get involved that way. Well, thank you, Tina, for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
And I know it encouraged me, your faith, and the way you look at things and your family's support. And I know it's encouraged other listeners out there. Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.